I think we cheating. I wonder if I die with these demons. Gotta get the game in gold. Gotta get the game in gold.
Hey, see, we started our own broadcast. And we call it the Player Podcast. Stomp down on the amen. Player Podcast. Hey, see, we started our own broadcast. And we call it the Player Podcast.
Look, nigga, look. Fuck all that. Let's get right into it. Yeah, feel me. So look. And I'm playing around with this shit. First question. Did Tory, I know all of y'all seen the recording, seen the video. I know you saw it. Did he admit that he shot her? Did he? No, he did not. He just said, I'm sorry. He just apologized. We don't know what he was apologizing for. He did not say, my bad for shooting Megan in the foot. I didn't hear that shit. Tyshia, did you hear him say sorry for shooting Megan in the foot?
No.
Exactly, nigga. Y'all just be jumping to conclusions. Y'all want it to be what y'all want it to be. That's y'all's trauma speaking for y'all. Honestly, I don't know. I think it's possible. You know what I'm saying? Anything's possible out here. But me being a man with confidence and, you know, being a stable man, a secure man, like, I don't see no reason to shoot one of the ladies. I mean, you know, from what I hear, Megan is a large woman. I hear she's a very large woman. She's not small. So she was beating his ass. He might have had to use that gun to get her up off of him. You know what I'm saying? Because is he that little? Is he that small? He can't be that small. How small is this nigga? Hold on, let me look. Hold on. How small or how tall? How tall is Tory Lanez? Let's see. It says Tory Lanez claims to be 5'7". So he ain't that short. Oh, it says he's 5'3". 120 pounds. Yeah, man, they gotta get his weight up out here, bro. That's kind of little, I ain't gonna lie. Megan looked like she at least 190, 180. She's like 5'6", 5'9". That's a big girl. She's probably beating his ass. It's like, we don't know. Nobody was there. That's what I'm saying. Wasn't nobody there. Y'all just, case closed and all this shit. That's weird, my nigga. Stop acting like he was there. He wasn't there. You don't know if she really got shot by that nigga. Her and the homegirl was probably fighting over that dick. She got mad. Whoever had it first was mad that the other one got it too. That's what happened. So I don't know either. I'm just talking shit. But look, I honestly don't see no reason for a man to shoot a woman unless she's coming at him with a weapon, a gun, a knife. You know what I'm saying? Or she, shit, what else could make me shoot a woman? I don't know. I mean, shit, why would you shoot one of the ladies, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? And that nigga got bread. He famous. Everybody know who he is. It just don't make no sense to me. But like I said, anything's possible out here. And that fool, he ain't from here. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how them how the country niggas think. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I don't know. He might have had a shot, or you feel me? But me personally, being a true player, not the new player, I highly doubt he shot her ass. Now, why was the gun out? That's the real question, nigga. What is y'all niggas doing running around with a gun drunk? That's one thing I be having to do for myself, because I be liking to, you know, I be, when I get twisted, you feel me? I like to go play with my guns and shit. I ain't gonna lie, that's dangerous behavior, my nigga. You can really shoot yourself or somebody else. Shit, I almost shot myself one time and I wasn't even drunk. But that's another story for another day. But yeah. Anyways. So I don't know, man. Y'all put in there what y'all think. Y'all think that nigga really shot her? I don't think he shot her, man. I just don't. It just, the combination just doesn't, you know what I'm saying? It just don't seem right. You shooting one of the ladies, my nigga, and you balling. You famous. You got shit going on. I mean, what the fuck? There's a bunch of hoes out here. Look at my badass kids. Get your ass. Man, they finna be doing that. Watch. There's gonna be another one to come. Watch. All right, look. Hold on, look. We got another one. Look. So, all right, Tory Lanez. I don't know. Y'all, I ain't got no way in here yet. But if y'all see this later, tell me what you think. Me personally, like I said, ain't no way. Why would you shoot one of the ladies? All right, look. So I was being nosy and shit, scrolling on Instagram, nigga. And I see people mad at Kim Kardashian because she had her dog in the garage. Nigga, I don't understand. What am I missing here? Like, oh, you're a horrible dog owner. She should be in jail. PETA needs to investigate her. Like, because her dogs was in the garage. Her dogs is lucky. Do you know how many dogs is outside right now? It's snowing like a mug. Shit, it's cold as shit. I ain't gonna lie, I let my dog in when it start getting to the negatives. I let her ass in. But nigga, right now, her ass is outside, my nigga. Y'all niggas, y'all be acting weird about these dogs, bro. I do not understand. Why do you have your dog in the house like that anyway? That is nasty. That's disgusting behavior. You getting the dog hair all in your clothes, all on you. Especially if you're sleeping with your dog. It's disgusting. Tyshia, don't play with me. That dog, they never been in my bed. I'm going to tell you right now. Her ass is big as hell. But look, certain people, they do not care. They will have their dog in the bed. Under the cover. Okay. That's disgusting. Be waking up with the dog next to him. Like, what kind of nasty ass? Ugh, I know you stink, bro. You got to stink. Ain't no way you don't stink. Yo, dog, I don't care how much you watch that dog. Dogs come with their own smell. They're animals. You know what I'm saying? They got things that, ugh. Dog take a shit, don't wipe his ass. You got this nigga in the bed. You're disgusted. All right, I'm sorry. You can be mad if you want, but you're a nasty person, my nigga. But yeah, that shit was funny. I just thought that was funny, the way that they was coming at her. I'm like, I thought y'all loved it, Kim Kardashian. Now y'all getting on her ass because she don't keep her dog in the house, in the garage. Like, shit, her dogs is spoiled. Like, nigga, what the fuck? Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way. There was people, you don't deserve to be a dog owner. All kind of crazy comments, like, I don't know. I think her dogs is pretty lucky, my nigga. For real, for real. Yeah, man, my dog be in the garage, though. When it gets too cold, I do put her in the garage. But now she outside, bro. Outside dog. I only want her in my garage, because then when I walk through my garage, the hair gets on the bottom of my shoes. You know what I'm saying? And then I got to get in my car. Nigga, I do not want dog hair in my car. If you just cool with that, you just disgusting. I don't like it. I'm sorry, but I don't know. I just can't agree with that one. For real. All right, let's go to the next one. They try to get this for human trafficking. You know what that means, right? You know what they really say. Human trafficking. That's the new word for pimping. You can't be a pimp. They're going to come after you. You get caught selling a renewable resource and they ain't taxing your ass. That's your ass, nigga. The fuck? You got to go to jail. Get your ass in jail, nigga. Actually, it's funny because that fool be talking a lot of shit. I like that fool as you take them. When he's like, top G, when you're top G, you know what I'm saying, man? You don't go to jail. But I did see, I don't know if y'all be watching that fool, but I had seen a fucking, it was an interview with that fool, like,
who was that?
It was like 5 hours long. I think, yeah, it was like 5 hours long. I was like, God damn, it took me a few days to watch that shit. Like, man. But he did say in there, if I remember right, it had to have been that one. It said, first day, what'd he say? First day, do something. I can't remember the exact. But then he said, then they throw your ass in jail, and then they try to kill you, nigga. Like, oh, shit, they finna try to kill that fool? I don't know, that would suck, because that fool, he be talking for the real men, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of suckers out here that needs to hear his voice. They don't naturally got it, I feel like, for real. But me, he was just making a lot of confirmation for me. Like, man, I'm just saying. I be letting the ladies run your ass. You don't owe them nothing. Tripping. But yeah. So top G, man. Hopefully they free the top G. Cause hey, and then I seen this fool was supposed to be fighting. What's his name? What's that white boy's name? He was knocking fools out. Damn. I can't think of his name right now. Oh man. What's that fool's name? YouTube boxer. Let me Google YouTube boxer. God damn it. Yeah, Jake Paul, that's his name. He wants to fight Jake Paul. I don't know about that one, bro. You better be smooth, man, because hey, that fool Jake Paul could actually fight. He been knocking niggas out. Hey, you see what he did to the last nigga? Damn, that shit was embarrassing, bro. People was trying to say it was rigged. I don't think it was rigged. I think that fool really got knocked out. Nigga, ain't no way I'm finna just let somebody sock me like that. You crazy. But one thing I do know is that Andrew Tate used to fight too. And I don't know. His fighting is, first off, he's not just straight boxing. He's like kickboxing. So it's more loose. You know what I'm saying? You got your hands down a lot. You know, it's not the same. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, fighting is fighting. If you got skills, you got skills. But man, I don't know, bro. I don't know if Andrew Tate can see just from watching both of these fools fight, seeing Jake Paul fight and seeing Andrew Tate fight. I don't know, bro. You might want to chill, man. Ain't you a lot older than that fool? You better even out. You've been sitting around, you know what I'm saying, being the top G, smoking cigars, riding around in Ferraris and shit. You know what I'm saying? Your ass ain't training like that fool. That fool is going to knock your block off, nigga. All right? Like, I don't like Jake Paul like that either. You know what I'm saying? He ain't, you know, I don't really fuck with him, but I ain't stupid. He been blowing nigga shit, that nigga, boy. And he's not small. You know what I'm saying? He's a large dude. He's young. He's ready. Tyshawn ain't laughing. He's ready, man. You know what I'm saying? For real. That nigga, I don't know, Andrew, bro. You might want to chill out, top G. You know what I'm saying? Sit your ass down. For real. Because Jake Paul is not a slouch, bro. He's not a slouch at all. But, well, that's the... Hopefully, I ain't gonna lie, I don't want to see that happen. Because I like that fool Andrew Tate, you know what I'm saying? He talk a lot of shit, like some player shit, you feel me? Like some real, real shit for like dudes who kind of lacking, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got no confidence about yourself. You know what I mean? You probably been getting rammed by the ladies. They been taking your money or treating you like shit. You know what I'm saying? You need to listen to that fool so you can get your balls back in your sack. You feel me? Straight up. But anyway, I'm finna jump up off this motherfucker because I got shit to do. All right. Y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. I'm gonna come up with a schedule too. My bad. Let me pause the outro, nigga. I'm gonna come up with a schedule. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm just kind of getting my feet back wet. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was on here yesterday. That's why I'm on here today. Just making myself fuck around. Do you see this hair? Look at this. Look at this shit. My shit looking nice, boy. I like when my shit look like this. Puffy, nice and thick, healthy, my nigga. I need a retwist, though. I only got one retwist in 2022. Ain't that crazy? That's because I had the broken heart. I wasn't trying to be sexy, my nigga. I was sad, nigga. The whole time. My wife, she kept trying to do it, too. She kept trying to be like, let me do your hair. Let me do your hair. No. Because one, I don't really like the retwist. That shit hurts. That's why I don't know how y'all niggas do it. Y'all pretty boy ass niggas. I don't know how y'all do it. Y'all like being cute. You think you a girl or something, nigga. I mean, I'm a real man. I could be as raggedy for as long as I choose. You feel me? This shit, I'm actually looking kind of clean though right now. Hold on, no, nigga. Hold on. Hold on, no. You feel me? Top G. Top G. Top P. top P. The player, nigga. Oh, God. But yeah, Players Podcast, man. We back in full swing, my nigga. Once wifey gets it together and she stop being scared, we might get back into the relationship shit. Start going back in for the couples and the married folks. You know what I'm saying? Tell some of our crazy stories together. We've been through a lot of shit, nigga. We've been together for a long time. How many years we've been together, Tyshia? 17 years, nigga. I'm only 34. It's crazy. Jesus. Luckily, it ain't been a waste of time. You feel me? You said what? See, look, Shari, she just be trying to find shit. You know, they be wanting to be mad. You know what I'm saying? They want to be mad. That's why they be going through y'all's phones. Oh, yeah, I should have talked about that. Maybe y'all come back tomorrow and we'll talk about the phones, nigga. How y'all niggas be getting caught up on your phone? You is dumb. You stupid. You know she going to go through your phone. Dumbass. Hey, nigga. And if you know you got holes, no, I'm talking to these niggas. I ain't got shit to hide. Shit, I don't give a fuck, nigga. As much shit as I talk, these hoes would have been done told on me. But guess what, nigga? I'm too valuable to be out here spreading myself thin. I'm too much of a cold nigga. You understand? That's why I don't get caught up, nigga, because I don't do shit. Nigga, first off, nigga, I'm too lazy, okay? These hoes be trying to do too much. They want to go places. They want to go see movies. They want to do shit that I don't fucking want to do. Half these hoes ain't what they seem. That's why you niggas be getting caught up with the raggediest bitches. Because they just be cool for that night or just for that day. And then got your ass tricked. She a dust bucket. She was looking like a Benz. But when you hopped in it... You found out it was a jalopy. For real. Got her all on your phone, nigga. Probably asking for money. You niggas be getting caught up on Cash App, sending hoes money, you trick ass nigga. You niggas is lame as fuck, my nigga. I swear to God, nigga. That's why niggas like me need to be out here, nigga. But I'm starting to think I'm the only one, nigga. Yeah. Play a podcast. Podcast, nigga. Ain't no fucking screenshots of me like, yo, what's up, Bobo? You know, you Shaq Shay. that fucking stupid shit y'all niggas be doing. Now, if you single, that's different. And you get busted out, it is what it is, man. Happens to the best of them. You know what I'm saying? But if you got a female, bro, if you supposed to be in a committed relationship, nigga, why aren't you keeping your word, nigga? You's a sucker. Should nobody trust you, nigga? If the person that sleeps next to you every night can't trust you, nigga, can't nobody trust you. Straight up. But look, see, I was supposed to end it. Y'all didn't got myself going, nigga. Because niggas think that shit's a game. This is the type of shit that I'm about to be telling my daughters. Like, real shit. Like, if this nigga can't keep his word to you and himself, if he makes a promise to you, that's a promise to himself, too. I promise you I'm not going to do nothing that, you know, you wouldn't appreciate. You feel me? If he say that to you and he breaks that promise, that nigga ain't talking about shit. He ain't going to be shit. And if he's something right now, he going to definitely fall off. Because that ain't the only time he done something like that. I'm telling you now. For real. My daughter's going to be cold, nigga. My son's already cold. He already got the little lady. She thinks she love him and shit. Oh, man. I got too much to tell y'all, man. Oh, my God, nigga. I just pray to God I don't become no goddamn grandpa. But, yeah, look. Before I hit, I need to not be a grandpa until I'm at least, I need to at least be 48, man. 48 to 50, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to be sliding around, bro. I got to get my Ferrari. Niggas laughed at me when I said I'm finna be riding Benz, nigga. You ain't laughing no more, is you, nigga? All right. Now, I'm telling you ass, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Bentley. All right? But I gotta get a new house first. If I didn't have so many kids, I would do it here. For real, but I gotta get all my niggas, all my ladies, they own rooms. My oldest daughter, oh God, she definitely need her own space. So I gotta do that first. So I gotta put off that play of shit for me. I got to be responsible. You know what I mean? Keep my promise to my daughter. And then, Bentley. Don't behave, nigga, like you is now, motherfucker. Oh God. But yeah, but for real though, back to the phones, my nigga. Nigga, if you can't keep the promise that you made to the person that you close your eyes next to every night, that's dangerous, nigga. What is you doing? Did you see what happened to Javonte Davis? She put boo-boo on that nigga's toothbrush. I mean, nigga. What if she was crazier than that? She just shot that nigga in the head while he sleep. You feel me? But anyway, yeah, nigga, I'm gonna get off y'all lame ass niggas. But yeah, man, lock your phone, man. And if you got a dick in it, that's what I be thinking every time I see some shit like that where a nigga be breaking his neck to get his phone from his girl. I be like, oh yeah, it's a dick. It's a dick in the phone, nigga. It's like, all right, I gotta go. I'm gonna holler at y'all later. All right, y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. And y'all keep set. Play ya. Gone. Play podcast. Play podcast.